Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This last segment is inspired by one of the great actors in all of American history, all of world history, Mr. Adam Sandler. There was an Adam Sandler triple threat tonight on the E Network. That's what it goes by, right? The E Network, or is it the E Channel?
I think it's the E Network.
Right now, Happy Gilmore. Maybe his best. He's about to get in a fight with Bob Barker. He's about to confuse Bob Barker for the host of Let's Make a Deal. I can't start scripting this right now because Sarah will get mad at me whenever I get home. Look who it is right there, Charlie. R.I.P. Joe Flaherty.
I'll get to him.
The man who yelled jackass. And Happy Gilmore, absolute legend. Before this, it was Big Daddy. Before that, it was Billy Madison. Maybe three of the movies right there that are on the Mount Rushmore of Adam Sandler flicks. But what does Charlie know as we throw it to him? I am putting Charlie to the test here to rank his top 10 Adam Sandler movies. Here we go.
So I have the two lists. I have the top five secondary characters.
Oh, you did that too. I threw that out there for you. I love it.
And I also have the top 10 Adam Sandler movies. I'll go 10 to 1.
Okay.
And Intern Dom, Jack and Jill is not on this list. You need to get your head examined.
I don't know if it'd be in the top 50.
No, it would not. So number 10, I have a little four-way tie because I couldn't choose who gets in the last spot. Like I said, it just kept...
Fatal four-way match to determine who will be the 10th.
Between Click, 8 Crazy Nights, Bulletproof, and Little Nicky. Bulletproof was with Damon Wayans in the late 90s.
Yeah, that was like mid-90s one.
It was what, for me, growing up, it would be what Rich Eisen would be call a remote drop. If it was ever on like TBS, I would always just watch it because I loved Adam Sandler and Damon Wayans.
I'm trying to think which one out of the four I would pick there. What was the last one you said?
Little Nicky.
Probably Little Nicky. I think Little Nicky's very stupid, but I'd probably say I laughed the most out of that one. Bulletproof is one I should probably rewatch. I've only seen that once.
It's pretty good. It's not in there with like the other Sandler movies, like how you and I would picture a Sandler movie.
Yeah.
But it's still funny.
Yeah, I know, like, bit controversial for me to not pick Click there. I know people like Click. I don't know. I wasn't huge on it. So, I mean, I think 10 is a worthy spot to put that. 8 Crazy Nights is fine. It's a little cartoon.
I believe it was his first animated movie.
Yes. It would have been. Because that was early 2000s.
Yes.
Okay. So, four-way tie at number 10.
Number 9, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Very good pick. I like that a lot. That would... I would like to see how my top 10 fully breaks down right now. I like that pick a lot. I think it's very underrated. That movie is funny. Like, I went into that thinking, like, all right, where would this rank up there? I think for one of his, for how some of his movies have been received post 2000, I think that's a very funny one.
That was number nine.
Yeah.
We're at number eight right now. I know you have not seen this movie, but Airheads. It was one of the very first movies he was in. Incredibly.
Chris Farley's in there too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a cameo by Lemmy from Motorhead.
Wow.
This was the first movie that Adam Sandler and Steve Buscemi would be in together.
Okay.
I believe this is where they first met.
So that built their relationship.
And this was the first movie that Sandler and Chris Farley were in together.
Isn't Brendan Fraser in that too?
Yes, am I thinking?
He is, okay.
He is the main character. David Arquette's in there as well, if we want to talk about wrestling, former WCW champion.
Yeah, man, 1994.
For somebody who works in radio, you need to watch it.
Okay. So yeah.
So that was number eight. This is where I think I'm going to start losing Donnie. Number seven, I have The Longest Yard.
I love The Longest Yard. You thought you would lose me there. I would absolutely put it in my top 10. I think it is an outstanding remake.
See, I thought it would be higher for you. Being that you were Donnie Football.
No, I mean I don't have that in my top five. I did a top five last year, which I'll share with you once you're done with your top 10. I think that's a very fair spot. I mean, it has all the elements for me. It's a football movie. It's got Adam Sandler. It's got a bunch of ex-pro wrestlers in it. I mean, that's a big time triple hit for me right there.
Number six, this would be number six?
Yeah.
Big Daddy.
Okay.
Now this is where my wheels are turning.
Yeah, I would have had mine a little bit higher because I think Big Daddy, more sentimental. Honestly, it tugs at the heartstrings, mm-hmm. but still extremely funny.
But still in the top six.
Yeah.
It was just there. Number five, this is going to surprise you, but Rain on Me.
That is a good movie.
Which was one, I believe, one of his very first dramatic roles.
Yeah,
with
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle was in there as well.
Yeah, I watched that in high school for the first time. And that was the point, honestly, where I said, okay, I think Sandler he has more range than Will Ferrell.
Yep.
Like, that's where I think they differentiate.
It was one of those.
Like, I know Ferrell has tried to do some serious ones, but.
It never worked.
Yeah, Sandler pulled it off, and he's pulled off a couple of more dramatic roles ever since then. That's a good pick.
Number four, Anger Management.
I like that one.
With Jack Nicholson.
I like that one.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if I'd go like late top 10 or even top 10, but enjoyable movie.
Jack Nicholson also has a special place in my heart. We went to the same high school.
Really?
Like, yep.
Man, he's got to be one of the more notable alums.
I think he's one of the only notable alums. Balls Mahoney. He's another notable alum.
Oh, my God.
Good old Manasquan
High School. R.I.P. Balls Mahoney.
Number three, I have Happy Gilmore. And this is where the big three are. Number three is Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Number two, The Waterboy. And number one, Billy Madison.
Okay, so I'm trying to think here. You have Madison at one, you have Waterboy at two, you have Gilmore at three. There is one of my top five that you did not have in your top 10. We may have discussed this movie before. I like your top three because I love all three of those movies. I know that people love Billy Madison, but for whatever reason, I've always just attached myself more to Happy Gilmore. But Madison absolutely won. If it's on, I'm watching it. Gilmore, if it's on, I'm watching it. Waterboy, if it's on, I'm watching it. All three of those in my top five. So I had Waterboy at number five.
Okay.
I have Billy Madison at number four. Number three, I have The Wedding Singer.
Now, did I forget The Wedding Singer? Or did I just not purposely put it on the list? I purposely didn't put it on the list. And I also forgot. It was a little bit of both.
I put this task on you relatively late in tonight's show, given the movies that we had lined up here on one of the TVs in the studio. Wedding Singer, I'm a big fan of. Obviously, I got it at number three. I think it's very underrated on Sandler's part. Big Daddy at number two, and then Gilmore at number one. But I like your list. All in all, 51st Dates I probably would have thrown on there too.
I thought about it, but the Sandler Barrymore connection was done many more times after that.
Yeah,
which kind of threw it off the top 10. Now, do you want really quickly the top five secondary characters?
Yes, I would love it.
So when I say secondary characters, I mean a character that was only on the screen for like maybe less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, for example,
it's almost like a tertiary character.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I challenged myself even more and limited it to one per movie.
Okay.
So for Happy Gilmore, we were talking about Ben Stiller. I had to choose between Ben Stiller and Mr. Jackass. Obviously, I chose the latter. So I'm going to go number five.
Okay.
This is going to surprise you, but he always has a special place in my heart. Number five, Quentin Tarantino's character in Little Nicky. The blind priest that's screaming in the street.
Yeah, I remember that.
Falls down the stairs and starts screaming, "I'm burning now."
Okay.
He always makes me laugh no matter what. Number four, I have Farmer Fran.
Good one.
Who has not tried to mimic.
Yeah. Can't do it.
I can't even do it. It hurt my throat. I don't want to sound like you the last couple days. Number three, the almighty Chris Farley and his bus driver.
Oh, that's a great pick.
On Billy Madison. I even, for your future reference, did a little thing. This is a news bus for you.
No yelling on the bus!
Oh, let's go.
For your future reference. And number two, I have, what's his name? Joe Flaherty?
Joe Flaherty.
Joe Flaherty.
Yeah.
You will not make this putt, you jackass. I have him number two. And number one, it is just very iconic to me. Rob Schneider, whenever he says, "You can do it," he is my number one on the tertiary Sandler movie characters. Because he doesn't pop up in just one. That character is a recurring one.
Yeah.
In The Waterboy, he was in Little Nicky. When Ozzy Osbourne popped up, he was there.
Yeah, he's been around a few times. I like that list. I like that list a lot. I'm going to have to put together a list of like secondary Sandler characters at some point.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.